Now a second, I'm silencing my phone.
Okay.
I suggest everybody do that every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Whether you're in the studio or at home or in your
Take
car.
It a step further and turn it off, maybe.
Well,
you might miss something important.
Yeah. I'm just silencing it. Okay.
Well, how long does it take?
My little sausage link fingers don't get into the crevices of my phone very well.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you silence your phone?
No. I might miss something important.
Did you expect any calls?
You never know.
He's
One
in demand.
Never knows.
Can you believe the nice weather? I hope it stays this way for Halloween.
Oh, well, Halloween, I'm not sure yet, but the next few days, oh, yes. Tomorrow,
beautiful.
80 for tomorrow.
Beautiful.
75 on Tuesday, a little bit cooler on Wednesday. Maybe a chance of showers, but it's been just fantastic
didn't
out.
Didn't we have snow on Halloween maybe 5-7 years
yes,
ago?
Yes, we did. Like I think it was 2019 or 2020. We had a couple inches of snow. Yeah.
Good.
Yep, I was out taking pictures.
That seriously cut into my candy taking. I like to go trick-or-treating in the neighborhood.
And you, do you have a costume?
Dean, we know that's you. I use my my adolescent voice.
Your adolescent voice, I love
trick
this.
Trick-or-treat. Dean, we know that's you.
What's your costume?
Well, I don't have. What should my costume be this year?
It could be anything. It could be anything.
What does that mean?
I mean, it could be Bozo. It could be Oliver O'Oliver.
Yeah,
it could
a lot
be
of trouble.
Garfield Goose.
You know what I would like to be if I wasn't on the hefty side? I would love to be Superman.
Ah. Oh, right. Yeah.
I love Superman.
Yeah. Well, you were the one that jumped off the roof of your garage or something with a cape. And
I'm still convinced that if I had, see, what I did was when I did that, I put a bath towel around my neck. I thought that was the key to the flying.
And you were convinced that would save you.
I was convinced I was going to fly.
You know, you could have gotten hurt very badly.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid. As I say to, you know, in so many aspects of my life, please don't do what I do.
Yes.
But I think if I had...
So many aspects of your life.
I think if I had a proper cape, I could fly.
Easily.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Just humor him, Andy.
Imagine
just,
running...
Just humor him.
Running around in the skin-tight Superman suit. That'll be my costume. AARP Superman.
Instead of the S, the AARP logo.
Wow. Superman has really let himself go. It is last night. The induction ceremony for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Class of 2024. You hear the unmistakable voice of Cher in there because she was inducted. Singing with Dua Lipa. 20, you like the Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa? Dua Lipa in the air? I've done leaps in the air before.
That's a singer, Shawnee.
Oh.
You don't know Dua Lipa? I bet you would know
I would know, songs. Yeah, right. Definitely know Cher.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, well, she's finally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last night. Along with Kool and the Gang, I'm going to play a clip. They had like a little reunion, Kool and the Gang. We'll play a clip of them coming up in a bit. Ozzy Osbourne was inducted last night. Who else? Dave Matthews, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, A Tribe Called Quest, Mary J. Blige, Dionne Warwick and Jimmy Buffett. Got award into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for musical excellence, along with Norman Whitfield and MC5, John Mayall, Big Mama Thornton, honored for their musical influence, along with Alexis Corner. So,
but you know who did? You know what the song Big Mama Thornton did, don't you?
Was that You ain't nothing but a hound dog?
Yes. A very different version from the Elvis version.
But a hound dog. Real bluesy, right?
Very bluesy, yes. Yeah.
See if we can find that. No, that's my Big Mama Thornton. I'm famous for my Big Mama Thornton impersonation.
Her character was in the Elvis movie that was out a couple years ago.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, here we are. We're all back together again.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Yes, thank you, Peaches.
You didn't come to the morning meeting this morning.
No, I was running a little
late
today.
You were trying to silence your phone.
I was. Oh, someone's sick back
there. Yeah, our producer Jess has a bad cold here, but she's moving through. She's a trooper.
She came to work anyway to spread all her germs to everybody else. That's nice of her.
You sound very nice.
Is she wearing a mask? Or are you guys wearing masks?
No. There's no masks in here, at least for now. I ended up having to buy some new ones, though, because I ran out. And always wear a mask on the plane.
Jess, listen to her.
Yeah, I know. She's been dealing with a bad cold here.
Maybe she should go home.
We'll see if we can, do something about that.
Find someone that's not good to come to work sick. I'm glad I didn't come in there. Nothing personal. I love Jess and everything.
I'm coming in there, by the way.
Yeah, we'll all be in with you.
Oh, good.
You'll love that, won't you?
Hey, speaking of health, you know what? Dr. Kevin Most is going to be on the show.
He's on today. I was just wondering. I was thinking about him just a few days ago and wondering how he's doing.
We're going to find out.
Excellent.
We're going to find out.
Very great.
In the segment. We text and chat every once in a while. And he said he'd like to come on the show. I was trying to get him to come out to the Tree Time show.
I was thinking about that also.
Because he's done that many times.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't make it that Sunday. So I said, come on the show this week. So the return of Dr. Kevin Most this week.
I imagine there is lots of golf in his life that he's retired.
Do I still have to call him doctor now that
he's retired? Yes, you do. Yes. Yeah.
And actually, I always called him Kev anyway. So. I should have been more respectful through the years. Yeah, but he's going to be on today. I'm looking forward
Kev.
To it. Dr. Kev.
Hey, Kev.
Dr. Kev. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Maybe you know my impersonation of Big Mama Thornton.
Find that version. You'll find it's quite different from Elvis's version.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it before.
Have you? Yeah.
See if we can find it and play it later on.
Okay.
Dionne Warwick and Jennifer Hudson sang Dionne's song, I'll Never Love This Way Again, together, which is beautiful, beautiful version of the song. And, there's some nice highlights, which the ceremony last night, it was a five-hour-plus ceremony,
wow,
by the way, is streaming on Disney Plus if you want to watch it now. But they're going to edit it down, and it'll be broadcast on regular TV, good old-fashioned TV, the way God intended, on January the 1st on ABC. So we'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on. Everybody was, I was over at Channel 9 last week.
Correct.
Because of the marathon. Shawnee was missing in action. We don't really know where he was.
I was in Virginia.
Did you have fun?
We had a great time and spectacular weather. Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful colors.
Well, not really. There were some nice colors when we got out to Charlottesville. Gilda and I went out to Charlottesville for kind of what's becoming an annual fall trip out there now. There was some color, but not any really strikingly vivid color. But it was still, that countryside out there around Charlottesville is just beautiful.
Yeah.
Any time of year.
Did you get any free stuff while you're out?
No. You always ask me that.
You
get any
plug?
Free stuff?
Anyone you want to plug?
Restaurants you ate at that you're going to get a kickback from?
Actually, we did. We went to one of our favorite places.
Cha-ching.
Mickey Tavern, which has opened in 1784. just a few miles from Thomas Jefferson's house, Monticello.
Oh.
Highly recommend, if you're out that way, to do a historic trip with Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and James Monroe. Stop at this place. It's lunch only. But
what's it called?
Mickey Tavern. Like Mickey Mouse. It's M-I-C-H-I-E. Huh. Mickey Tavern. Been there since 1784.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Wow.
Yes. Yep. 240 years.
Wow, that's cool.
It's very cool.
That's very cool.
It's very cool. And a beautiful view.
What did you have?
Chicken.
Mutton?
No, you didn't have mutton. Although they probably, the menu probably has, in the early days, it was mutton and venison.
They haven't changed the menu in 200 years.
T-Rex.
Would ye care for the mutton or the pheasant?
And yes, we have pheasant and duck today.
So what'd you have? Chicken?
I had chicken and chicken. Some mashed potatoes and that sort of thing. You know.
Very nice.
Southern Country Fair, as they call it.
Oh, very nice.
It was delicious.
Now, Andy was, I couldn't even figure out when you and the Hamp and OB were on last week, because it was the London game.
Yeah, we were on at 8 o'clock.
Difference.
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
We went from 8 a.m. to 8:30, so we had a shortened pregame show because the kick was at 8:30. And then during your show, we were actually in the conference room watching the football game, so we could talk about it after you were done.
Oh, you were here. I wasn't.
Yeah, I was here.
That's
why I
didn't see you. Was there something on in between us?
Yeah, the workers mic was on.
The workers mic was on.
Yes.
The workers mic show was on. Because I know when I got on delayed also. I think I got on
I think
10.
You're on a 10, yeah.
And our text line, everybody thought that we were dead. People were like, where is everybody?
I know.
Where's the whole Sunday crew?
We were all split apart.
Yeah. It's nice to be.
Were you? Well, you were obviously were here then.
Yeah, I was here. Yeah. I had to get here rather early to avoid any issues, which I did. Which so was,
well, if you all came at 4 a.m., you wouldn't have any.
No, I came here. Issues. I got here about 6.
Okay, well, that's cutting it close, because that's about the time they start really closing off the streets.
There was no problem, no troubles at all.
Good, good.
I didn't have any trouble at Bradley Place.
You did not.
I'm thinking sauntered about doing, on into Bradley Place.
I'm thinking about doing the show there from now on.
I might join you.
Let's all go.
Were you guys hinting at something here?
No, I just remember the time I was there and you guys were here, because I thought you guys were all going there.
Right. You know what was funny? We did the show from there, and just when we ended the show, suddenly I was in the big newsroom that you've seen many times on TV, and Andy's been there a million times. Schwani's never been invited, but the
that's true. I haven't.
No,
I'm waiting.
So we finish the show, and then I take my headphones off, and I hear screaming. People are screaming in the newsroom, like what is going on? Seems like a little mouse, apparently, started running through the newsroom.
Oh, lovely.
And the producers and writers that were there were startled and started screaming. And other producers were trying to catch the mouse. Like, they were chasing this little mouse with a broom. Some people were chasing the mouse. Some people were up on their desks, you know, scared. And I was like, that all could have been on the air.
Oh, that would have been fun.
We could have had the live play-by-play of the screaming
and the mouse.
That would
have been a great bit for the morning program on during the week.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? That's like tailor-made for
the
weekday morning show on TV. But, it was pretty hilarious, watching the mouse dashing. You see this tiny little mouse, and like three guys are chasing it. And everybody else is like up on their desk holding their skirts.
Eek, a mouse! Did they catch the mouse?
I don't know what the fate of the mouse was.
Okay.
I'm really worried about Jess.
I know. She's really start coughing up a storm over there.
Yeah. I keep my door open usually because because it gets really warm in this booth, and B, I'm claustrophobic, but I think I might have to
you need
shut
to,
the door here.
You need to get a toxic waste suit or something. Yeah.
You guys are both beekeeper suits.
That's Kevin Most may scold you for guys.
He might. I'm looking forward to hearing from him again.
Yeah.
This is great. Really, I was thinking about him just the other day. I thought, I wonder how he's doing. So,
there you go.
Terrific. I'm glad he's going to be on with us.
We're going to find out in a few minutes. We're going to get the far-flung forecast in a few minutes, right?
Oh, yes.
Are you planning a special far-flung forecast for the big tree time?
Oh, always, yeah. Broadcast. Absolutely, yes.
Which is
very
November
much 3rd. Tied in with the season.
2 weeks from today, by the way.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. right. Coming up quick.
Live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. We've got all kinds of entertainment, live entertainment. We've got giveaways. We've got food. We've got all the usual fun and excitement.
Our favorite polka band,
Eddie Carosa.
Eddie Carosa and the boys from Illinois.
Exactly. Going to be with us.
Illinois.
We've got performers from the Marriott Lincolnshire's production of White Christmas. We've got performers from the Paramount Theater's Frozen. We've got the Canterbury Carolers are going to be out there.
They were there last year.
They've been there many times.
Yeah.
They're going to be out there. Santa's going to be there. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
Are you playing Santa by any chance?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm going to be AARP Superman.
That's so funny.
It's just going to be a couple of days after Halloween. We all should wear Halloween costumes.
We could do that.
When's the last time, Shawnee, that you dressed up for Halloween?
Dressed up for Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I went to a party probably 25, 30 years ago and dressed up. And
did you go as Nixon?
No. Truman. I went as Harry Truman. But I haven't dressed up in ages. I'll have to pull out the picture. Now I'm going to really date myself. My 5-year-old costume of Mickey Mouse.
Mm.
That my dad took in our backyard. That was my costume when I was 5.
Hmm.
So,
Andy?
The last time I dressed up, I think I dressed up as Dave Ennett. Might have been my first incarnation here at WGN.
That's a good costume.
Way back in like 2000, I want to say, perhaps. And it was very good. I had the little back then, you know, those little mock turtleneck things were kind of in vogue. And I had a sweater vest on with Northwestern colors on it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was Dave Ennett.
You know what? Now that you've sparked my memory here, I went to another party a number of years back, and I was Kramer on Seinfeld. Okay. I dressed up like Kramer.
I would pay any money to
Me
see
too. Did you, like, slide into rooms?
Yeah. No, with just mismatched clothing and, you know, just stuck up, you know, the hair, you know, really.
Really not that different than the way you're dressed this morning.
Probably not. Well, thank you very much, Uncle Dean, and good morning, everyone. Get out your compasses and protractors and newfangled devices. We're heading out west today. They're going to Ione, Nevada. Not I own or I bought Nevada. It's I own, I-O-N-E, Nevada.
Too.
And it is near Middlegate. You know where Middlegate is, don't you?
It's right next to Upper Gate and Lower Gate.
Upper Gate and then just east of Fallon. I own Nevada was formed in 1863 because there was some silver mining going on, and the town grew up around the silver mining industry. The mining industry came and went, and the town kind of came and went, too. It's now pretty much a ghost town. We say pretty much because it has a population of 2.
Mm.
Jonathan Harp and his wife, Norma, and their dog, Duke, live in Ione, Nevada.
Just 2 people and a dog.
2 people and a dog, but it looks like a very intriguing place to visit. It's
very much like our listening audience.
It's off of
2
U.S.
2 people and a dog.
2 people and a dog. Otis, right? Otis,
yes.
He listens. Yeah. It's off of U.S. 53, which Life magazine a number of years ago called the loneliest road in America. I don't know why it's any more lonely than some other places that I've driven through, but nonetheless, Io, Nevada, and Jonathan and Norma, maybe they listen via the web there. Shout out to them. And in Io, Nevada, it's cold out there. It's only 33 degrees and clear skies today.
Are you ready, Shawnee?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I am.
Are you ready? Are you ready for one of the best guys ever on our show?
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
For years on this program,
same old
when we wanted medical advice, we turned to Dr. Kevin Most. Retired at the beginning of this year. And we are so happy to welcome him back and to hear his voice, Dr. Kevin Most. Hello there, my friend. Welcome back.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much. And you know what? You said this was a special appearance, but I think you and I are going to make sure that we do this more frequently. I do have a question for Swanee, though.
Yeah.
Is the... is there a mayoral election going on in Ione? And
not sure. I'll have to check on that. I would imagine
they're still trying to work out the last election. The husband said that the wife cheated. So,
and then there's not much door to door campaigning going on there. Yeah, either.
It's turned ugly. The debate, the mayoral debate there got kind of ugly. So.
Duke can cast a vote.
The dog
can cast a vote.
The dog can cast a vote. Kev, how the heck are you?
Dean, I'm doing great. You know, we really haven't, you and I have spoken, but we haven't spoken to the listener since I retired. And I just want everybody to know I'm in good health. It was not a health issue that that retirement came up. There was a couple other issues that came up that it was best for myself, as well as best for some of the other individuals at Northwestern. So I moved on, and it's been very interesting since.
You sound relaxed and refreshed. You sound different to me.
Well, thank you. I think one thing that's very interesting that I found out extremely early in the process was, you know, if you don't set an alarm, your body's going to tell you how long you need to sleep.
Yeah.
And it was amazing where I used to get up at right around 5 o'clock, maybe just a couple minutes before five every day. And now I'm getting up without alarm at 7:15, 7:20. Yeah. And I thought to myself, you know what? You've been cheating your body out of the rest that it needs appropriately for the last, you know, 20, 30 years. So I think I am much more relaxed. I think I don't have 400 emails to do every day.
Now you have 400 texts from me. Hi, Kev. How are you? What's new? So what have you been doing? What do you do in your spare time? I imagine you're keeping golf clubs around the country and maybe around the world busy.
I am. You know, and I had a good agreement with Patty early on. I said, and she said, hey, you're not doing anything for anywhere between 3 and 6 months because I know you. You're going to rush in to do something. And so I did. I took that time and just kind of played a little golf, did a little relaxing. And now I'm working with two different companies, and it's kind of fascinating. It's kind of fun stuff. You know, I'm working with two companies that are focusing on how to make the business side of healthcare easier to manage for patients. You know, we're great in the United States for diagnosing. And, you know, you and I had many conversations a long time ago. Hey, I was given this diagnosis. What next? And it's like, who doesn't have somebody to call and talk to? So we're really trying to make it easier for patients to get in, to make sure that they understand what's going on. You know, we don't do a good job at that. And these two companies, it's kind of like one of them is a little bit smaller and doing some really good things. One of them is, hey, how are we going to boil the ocean? So we're trying to get that down a little bit. But we know that results in delayed diagnosis, advancing symptoms, more expensive care. So it's kind of a fun side. And I think that both these companies can make an impact on just the healthcare of individuals, not on, hey, here's the new technology of medicine, but here, let us help you work your way through the process.
Yeah. Boy, you know what? You and I have had many conversations about that, as well as about how more and more difficult it's become to get appointments to treat the issues that you know that you may be dealing with. Something has happened over the last 5 years or so where, you know, it's impossible to get in. It's impossible to get treated. So not surprising that you would be on the forefront of trying to solve a problem like that. Can you tell us what these companies are? Are you allowed to reveal
them? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the companies is a company called MedTel, and they focus on the surgical side of it. You know, if you're going to be told you have surgery, you know, it's like, oh, I have to get this pre-authorized. The right supply is going to be there. Do I have the right vendors? And what we have found is if you have between 10 and 15, 20% of surgeries canceled, even 10% of surgery canceled, think of the impact that has on the patient. They just took off time from work. They have prepared their family. They're ready. They did all their, you know, their pre-rehabilitation before their knee surgery, and now they get their surgery canceled because of X, Y, or Z. This company takes care of all that to make sure it's all there and to keep everybody informed as far as what's missing. So that's the surgical side. And that's the smaller company that I was talking about, but they're really making some huge impact. And the other one is one called Limbo Medicine, and that focuses on access, education. You know, that one is a big one that's just forming right now, and it's absolutely fascinating. I was on the call for 2 hours yesterday talking to these guys, and it's just amazing. You know, they're sitting there saying, you know what, 60, 70, 80% of diabetes could be prevented, and it's true. So if we could prevent it, that's great. But not only that, now we tell people they have diabetes, and we don't even explain to them what can they do and how the disease works and what can we do to make sure that their life expectancy gets back to where it should be. So there's a lot of great things that these companies could do that would really educate, inform people, and make life easier for them.
Yeah.
You know, like you just said, we can't even get into doctor's offices. Well, we need to figure a way to make sure that the right people are getting in at the right time. And we'll see. We'll see if it works out. If they're good guys and their heart's in the right place, they're not out to make a lot of money. They're out to change healthcare.
Yeah, and if you're involved in it, that speaks volumes for it, as far as I'm concerned. And I know a lot of other people. Our text line's going crazy with people. So happy to hear your voice again this morning. Let me take a break. We'll come back, and I can ask you a few questions. Like we did in the old days. Right? About things going on?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
You've kept up. I imagine you've kept up on things over the last several months. And if you want to call up and say hi to Dr. Kevin Most, we'd love to hear from you as well. 312-981-7200 next. Talking about treats, what a treat it is to have our longtime pal, Dr. Kevin Most, back with us for a special visit this morning. You're just back from a vacation or something. Didn't you tell me you were just in Europe or something like that?
Yes, very fortunate. I had never been to Rome, and had been to Paris, but I was only there for 1 day, which, like, why would you be in Paris in 1 day? But my brothers and I landed in Paris in the morning before flying to Nairobi that evening, so we did Paris in a day. But this time we were at 5 days in Rome and 4 days in Paris, and I'll tell you, it's it's an amazing place. If you haven't been to Rome, it is mind-blowing as far as what has occurred there, the history, obviously,
the history,
then the food is just unbelievable.
The history. You know what I would do? I do this all, if I travel. I stop and ask a local policeman, where's someplace good to go where you guys go to eat? And they send you to, you know, places that are off the tourist path. And you wind up finding these great food places. I did that so many times in Rome. Really nice. Well, I'm glad you're back and safe. There's a new strain. I mean, you were the one that led us through the early days and the worst part of COVID. And I'm sure you're keeping up on it all. A new strain right now of COVID, right?
Yeah, actually interesting that you bring up Europe, because this new strain was first seen in Germany in June. And usually we see a strain in June, you know what? Sometimes it'll peter out. Sometimes it'll creep up a little bit. This one has done just about the opposite. You know, currently it's still the KP3 strain here in the United States, about 50% of the cases. The XEC variant, the one that you're talking about, the new one, it's about 15% of the cases. By Thanksgiving, I would say it's going to be between 60 and 70%.
Holy
smokes.
That's
the strain that we are going to see explode in growth here over the next couple of weeks.
And is just the natural, you know, the way that the disease kind of remodifies itself and, you know, reacts as it's being spread?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, normally when we see a variant, it's like, oh, it's a little tweak. It's a change. And that's why the numbers change from a KP3.1 to a KP3.1.1. This one is totally different because it had two or three different variations, two variants. So that just exploded as far as how contagious it is. Now, I don't want people to get upset and say, oh, my gosh, you know, the end of the world is coming. No. The symptoms are still very much the same. You're still going to get all the fever, the cough, the loss of taste and smell. All of the symptoms are the same. You're just going to see more of them. So it's really important right now. And I would say two things. One is you can still get COVID tests for free. So if you go to the pharmacy, save your $20, $25, go to covidtest.gov. There still will send you four free tests. It just opened up 2 weeks ago. It'll probably close here probably within the month. So please go on and get those tests, because if you test early, we know that two things. One, the Paxlovid will still work well with this. And probably more importantly, the vaccine will cover for this new strain. So everyone's saying, oh, I need to get my COVID booster. People have to understand that this one is not a booster. This one is an update. This one is a totally different vaccine. So really, it's important right now. And our vaccination rates are extremely low right now in the United States.
Yeah, people have really, you know, kind of fallen off on all of that. Stella, you are on with Dr. Kevin Most.
Buongiorno, Dr. Most. So glad to hear your voice again. I just wanted to answer just two quick questions. My husband and I have both been diagnosed with what the doctor says is a mild form of the COVID. We had our flu shot and the COVID shot in September. But about 4 days ago, we both came down with this terrible cough, cold, had all the flu symptoms. We thought it was the flu, so we went to the emergency room, but one of these
the immediate care place.
Immediate care, right. And the doctor called it a mild case of COVID. And that alarmed me because we had our, our flu shot and the COVID shot in September, and we had the RSV shot early October. And he prescribed prednisone and something called Tasson, T-A-S-S-O-N, or some, maybe I'm misspelling it. I've never heard of that. I was going to do research on that this morning. And because he says it's mild, how long do you think we should isolate ourselves? And after this isolation, how soon can we go on with our lives and make appointments?
Well, interesting. Two couple things. One, great that you got your vaccine, because if you have to remember that the vaccine doesn't prevent you necessarily from getting the illness. But if you have been vaccinated, you're going to have the antibodies to make the illness less fierce, less intense. So that's exactly what he is saying. He's saying, hey, you know what? You've got COVID, but your antibodies are already working so that your symptoms aren't as bad. The prednisone is an anti-inflammatory. It's a steroid. So if one of your biggest symptoms is coughing, and I think you said Tessa. So, I mean, he might have been Tessalon Perles, which is a cough medication. If cough was your biggest thing, the prednisone will help take down that. The steroids will take down the inflammation. And the Tessalon will actually help the cough as well. So great that you got vaccinated, because had you not been vaccinated, this infection probably would have been a lot worse. So good that you kept on top of it. And as far as symptoms now, if you've already been to the doctor and you've already been diagnosed, you probably, you know, we're getting away from that 5 and 7 days. it's really going to be based more on your symptoms. If you're fever-free and you really are doing halfway decent, you're free to get out and get around. I still would be hesitant to be around anybody who is immunocompromised or ill, but you could still go out right now. We know that the spread of this happens early on, so you will probably at the stage right now where it's just the inflammation portion that's causing your symptoms. That's why you're on the prednisone, and you're probably not contagious at this point going forward.
What a comfort to hear the voice and advice of Dr. Kevin Most. I think we all kind of agree. It's so great to hear your voice. It's so great to have you with us. And, Kev, you're welcome to come here any time that you want. Thank you for coming on this morning. Hopefully we'll talk with you soon.
Absolutely, Dean. We'll touch base next week, and we'll try to get into a more routine of this. I enjoy it. I love you. I love your listeners. And I think we have some fun and we do some good work.
I think I agree with all of that, especially the part that we love you and thank you for joining us. Have a great Sunday, Kev. Thank you.
You got it. Take care.
Glorious outside today.
Just beautiful. Absolutely. Yesterday was too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic weather.
Yep. Yep.
I'm in short sleeves today.
So am I.
I'm in summer wear. Yeah.
You're not wearing shorts, though, are you?
Daisy Dukes, yeah. I apologize.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry for that visual.
There's your Halloween costume.
There. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something you won't be able to unhear for the rest of the day today. So sorry about that. I apologize.
Wear them for tree time.
Okay. All right, I will. You dare me?
Oh. I won't be able to keep a straight face through the whole show.
Yeah, no one's going to sit in the front row either. That's going to be the problem. Last night in Cleveland, Ohio, the induction ceremony took place for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2024. Among those inducted this year, Kool & the Gang. And it was a bit of a reunion with two of the originals from Kool & the Gang, James J.T. Taylor and Robert Kool Bell, getting together again, reuniting on stage, singing this song with their band and Ladies Night and Get Down on It and Hollywood Swing and a medley of their hits. It sounded like a really fun night, a five-hour concert. I don't know if I could sit through a five-hour concert anymore. That's a long time.
Kool & the Gang. That's impressive.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's the name.
Just the name, I was going to say. That's very astute observation there,
Thank
Dean.
Thank you very much. Cher, played a little clip of that earlier, was inducted, and she sang some of her songs. She did a duet with who, Shawnee?
Oh, that leaping, flying, leaping, able to leap tall buildings.
Dua Lipa.
That's right. Yeah, I knew that.
I thought he was talking about ARP Superman.
Mary J. Blige was inducted. Who else? Ozzy Osbourne was inducted. A Tribe Named Quest. Dave Matthews Band. Foreigner. Peter Frampton. John Mayall, Big Mama Thornton, Jimmy Buffett, Dionne Warwick, Norman Whitfield, MC5, Alexis Corner. Big night last night. Very, very big night last night. Cher, in her acceptance speech, she never disappoints, said, "It was easier getting divorced from two men than it was getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame."
Well, that brings up a point, though. We say this every time they have inductions about certain singers or certain groups. What took so long?
Yeah.
You know, why are they finally being inducted after many years of saying, you know, these people should have been in a long time ago?
Well, I think that Cher had actually given up and said that even if they inducted her, she wouldn't show up because she's been eligible for it for such a long time, but changed her mind You know, when she finally did get the word that she was in, she changed her mind. I don't know what the process was that you know that happened that got her into this. Dave Chappelle inducted the group Tribe Called Quest. Dave Matthews offered a tearful induction to the late Jimmy Buffett, saying, "I'm so happy to be here to honor Jimmy. He made everyone feel special. He made me feel special. I wish I could be here." And then he did some of his songs. Peter Frampton was inducted by Keith Urban, the singer. It's pretty cool. Dionne Warwick was inducted and came out to sing her song, "I'll Never Love This Way Again." You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
And was joined by Chicago's own Jennifer Hudson. Who
in a duet?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She belted it out like crazy. I'll play a little of that a little bit later on. But sounded like a really cool big night in Ohio last night. And let me see. It's streaming if you want to watch the five-hour ceremony. Boy, that's a long time.
That is a long time. I need to get out there. I've never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Let's go.
We can do the show from there.
Let's go.
What a great place to do the show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you could get inducted.
I was thinking that
wearing your AARP Superman costume.
I was thinking just you and I go on a road trip together. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh man.
Stuck in a car for how long does it take to drive to Cleveland? Like Cleveland, 6 hours?
6 or 7 hours, yes.
You and I stuck in a car together for 6 hours. How fun would that be?
Oh my goodness me.
Schwani, I want to stop.
Yeah, who rides in the back seat here?
I want to get a pecan log. Who used to sell them?
Are we there yet?
Was that Stuckey's?
Stuckey's.
Was that Hojo?
Stuckey's. And Hojo sold them also, I think. But Stuckey's had them. Good old Stuckey's. Boy, we stopped at more of those when we did road trips when I was a kid.
I used to like taking the back roads when I would go on road trips.
Mm-hmm.
I liked, you know, not the super small roads, but I like getting off the highway so you could actually see some of the small towns.
That's right.
I enjoyed that.
That's the beauty of Route 66.
And that's what you and I are going to do.
Okay, in 2 years.
Andy, you want to come along?
100th anniversary. Let's
go. Sit in the back seat. I didn't mean to exclude you.
It's okay.
Shawnee and I be like mom and dad sitting in the front arguing the whole time.
Only way I'm going is if we play the license plate game.
Oh, fantastic.
That's the only way I'm going.
I love the license plate game.
We did that on a trip. I remember I was about 10. And we had the old family truckster packed up. And we were driving to Colorado. And I think we got 40 states on the road out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good fun.
Well, we have the 100th anniversary of Route 66 in 2 years.
This is true.
There's our road trip.
I can't wait that long.
No? Okay.
We need to go now.
Let's do the pre-celebration. Well, you know, we've got to check it out. Do a little site survey.
You know what? Let's
exactly.
Let's practice.
Yes.
Let's do a road trip to Lake Barrington in 2 weeks. How about that?
There you go.
See if we can stand each other for about 40 minutes in the car.
Hey, you know what? We've one item to mention that weekend.
Uh-oh. Is calling where, in sick already?
No, I'm not. I'm an advance word here about setting our clocks back an hour. That's the weekend we do it. It's that weekend.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So daylight saving time ends early that Sunday morning,
so
November
3rd. We're going to fall back.
We're going to fall
lose
back.
An hour of sleep, right?
Mm-hmm. No, we're going to gain an hour.
Is it?
We gain an hour. If we're setting the clocks back. We lose when we set them ahead in the spring. Oh, okay.
Whatever you say.
Well, we lose because it's dark at 4 o'clock. That's when we lose.
That's what we lose, yeah. But no, that's when we set the clocks back an hour. 2 weeks.
You know, for our fans of this show who come to join us at our annual Tree Time Christmas Extravaganza.
The best in the world.
People line up for days ahead of time. It's like going to a Taylor Swift concert.
That or, you know, the new item from Google or something, from Apple.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah, it's like a new Apple Watch is coming out.
Ticket scalping, yeah.
The latest Star Wars movie.
Right, people want to get in line early to get some free Lou Malnati's pizza. Can I tell you some of the treats that we're going to be giving away?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're not eating bugs again this year, are we?
I don't have that planned right now.
Oh, okay.
But I would like to. I'm trying to come up with something that we haven't done before.
Yeah, I like the pickle tasting. That was my favorite part of the whole one.
That was a fun Know Your Pickles was the feature that we did. I like to do something like that, but I haven't been able to. Do you have any ideas? Anybody?
What about like a, well?
We've eaten bugs. We've eaten pickles. What else is there?
We had a nuts.
Know Your Nuts.
Which
was a very popular feature we did. Know Your Nuts.
Yep. Yeah, you know you're nuts. You know you're nuts.
All right.
Okay.
All right, don't push.
Various ways of phrasing.
All right, don't push it. It'd be a shame if we got canceled right before the big show. Schwani couldn't stop saying, no, you're nuts.
No, you're nuts.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to let all three of you go. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Well, Lord. We'll come up with something. If anyone has an idea, you know, I'm up for anything. So we'll see what happens.
Was it last year we did the wedding?
Yes. Yeah, because I had become...
you had become...
Ordained.
You were ordained.
I'm ordained now, yeah. So
I find out I'm best man 15 minutes before the ceremony.
What? I almost made you mother of the bride. So, I had performed a couple. You know, remember our producer, Ryan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Young Ryan, asked if I would conduct his ceremony, and I did. And then the grandson of the great Bob Bell, WGN's original bozo, he asked me if I would marry him and his wife, and I did. So I said, let's do one on the air. So we did a lovely ceremony last year out of Tree Time. It was nice, wasn't it?
It was great. Yeah.
That was very nice, very emotional.
Yeah. No, bride and groom look terrific.
As far as I know, all of the weddings that I've conducted have stuck.
Maybe we should invite all the couples this year and find out how the year has gone.
Oh, yeah, like a newlywed game.
Yeah. Da, da, da,
da, da. That might be fun to do like a newlywed game.
Yeah, bring them on over.
Gentlemen.
Go through the audience and talk about how many years the couples have been together.
There's an idea.
You know?
And you have to use the word whoopee.
Yes. More than Schwani uses the word nuts.
Yes.
Whoever can do that will win fabulous prizes. So Lou Malnati's pizza will be served. Treats from Anderson's Candy Shop.
Oh, I'm there.
Oh, they make good, really, really good chocolate. There's going to be a special Dean's discount to shop at Tree Time's Christmas showroom. And much more. We mentioned earlier, Eddie Carosa and the Boys from Illinois will be performing. We'll also have the Canterbury Carolers, wonderful vocal group, a cappella vocal group. They're going to be performing for us. And we've got some performers from the Marriott Theater's production of White Christmas that will come out, and they will perform. We've got performers from Teatro Zinzani that will be out to be with us. And let's see, what else? From the Paramount Theater's production of Frozen. All of these shows just about to open. We're going to get a little special preview with some live performances from all of them. So, that should be, all kinds of fun. It's 2 weeks from today at Tree Time Christmas Creations, which is on Pepper Road, 22102 Pepper Road, North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington.
Who's doing White Christmas again?
The cast
Marriott. Yeah.
From the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire.
No.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Should be very nice.
Mad and Frozen. Two great shows coming up right there.
Yep. See, I'd love to find something for us to do. You know, like we were saying, maybe a newlywed game. That could be fun.
Would be fun. You haven't mentioned, by the way, something that might put me in danger. You have for the past few years.
That's the other thing that I would like. Something that would be very dangerous.
Dangerous.
To do to Schwanee.
I'll never forget what was going to happen when you said, "I'm going to shoot an apple off of your head with an arrow."
Yeah, which I
drove in there going, "What is going to take place here?"
Because I never told you what my plan was.
No, you didn't.
But I have I got a giant poster of Schwanee, and we put an apple on top of the head of the poster. And we had an archery team come out with us also.
Yep.
And they brought bows and arrows and all that stuff. And I actually did shoot
very fancy apple. Bows and arrows.
They were super fancy ones.
Wow.
It was super fancy. And, you know, what's more fun than getting a bow and arrow in a crowded store and shooting?
Nothing could go wrong. Come on.
Yeah, what could possibly happen?
When I told them what I was planning on doing,
they said, "What?"
Wow. So anyway, 2 weeks from today, be there or be square.
And it will be a pleasure to see our friends that, and several people, a lot of people, they're there every year. It's a tradition with them.
You know, people do line up before the store even opens to get, you know, seating.
Oh, what about cooking? Are you still going to do a cooking segment?
No, that has been kiboshed.
Yeah, okay.
That has been kiboshed because, number one, they think it could be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Number two, it's kind of visual also, which I completely agree with that. That it's probably, you know, something better to do on TV than radio, because you can't really see, you know, if I burn myself, if I set myself on fire, you want to see something like that. So, yeah, we decided that might be a little too visual to do.
Okay. Because you were talking about it a couple of weeks ago.
I thought if I talked about it on the air that I could push it through, but the management team.
Okay.
There may be some issues with that. So, you know, I am nothing if I am not an obedient employee.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to get you on that long road trip. That's going to be some fun. All right, one final note on our big Tree Time show. 2 weeks from today, November 3rd, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Full show is on the air this year, so you'll be able to hear the whole thing over the radio. But somebody on the text line is asking, are you going to stream the Tree Time show on Facebook so everybody like me can see it here in Augusta, Georgia? Hey, good morning, Augusta, Georgia.
And good morning to California. My longtime friend out there texted me just a few minutes ago and said, here's an idea, a Christmas cookie contest. People bring cookies and you guys taste and select the best cookies.
Mm, not a bad idea. Hello, Augusta.
Hello.
Hello, Augusta. California. Hello. Hello, Christmas cookies. Hello. No, we are not going to stream it on Facebook Live, so you can, we really don't want you to see what's going on. logistically it's difficult because we've got so many things going on, so it's difficult to shoot it. You know, we have to bring like a special photographer in and all that stuff, but you will be able to listen to the show just the way you're obviously listening right now on WGNradio.com, right?
That is correct.
That's how you do that. So
and afterward too, because it's up on the website.
Yeah, because then we post it so you can listen to it over and over and over again.
Over and over again.
Yeah, but capture it on video this year. We're going to do it the way God intended broadcasting to be.
On radio. No pictures.
Just on radio. Although the Schwanee on the Wheel of Death, that sounds like that could be good to see.
All right.
10:40 on this Sunday morning show, an abbreviated show today. We're on to only till 11:30. Make way for an NFL doubleheader. But we've got our theater segment, kind of a special theater segment for you today, and something very special coming up in the next half hour on our food segment. Joey Morelli, some of you will know Joey. He's the owner and chef of Max's Deli in Highland Park, and he has been doing some very special things, visiting places around the world and cooking food and providing food for places very much in need of it all. Wait until you hear his story and some of the things that he's going to be doing over the next couple of months, like visiting Ukraine and preparing and bringing food, visiting the Philippines for people who are food deficient. We'll talk about all of that coming up in our next half hour. But for our theater segment for this week, we've got a couple of special things going on. First of all, I wanted to invite you to join me at our special Dean's Night Out that we've got coming up at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. We're going to go out there to see Disney's Frozen, the Broadway musical, on November the 10th. We'll have a little pre-show reception first, and then we'll go in to see Disney's Frozen, the Broadway musical. This is going to be a terrific show for families, but to bring your kids, to bring your grandkids, to come and see the show would be something really special. And the way that you can enter to win tickets is by going to wgnradio.com/contests. And 10 people will win two tickets to see the show, wgnradio.com/contests to enter. What else do I need to tell you here? Let me see. Contest will end Sunday, November 3rd at 11:59 p.m. precisely. But songs like Let It Go and characters like Olaf the Snowman and Sven the Reindeer and the sisters Elsa and Anna all bring this to life. This is going to be their holiday production out at the Paramount this year. And I would love for you to join me for this special Dean's Night Out on November the 10th. Again, it's wgnradio.com/contests. All right, and we also have some free tickets to give away for an evening at the Intimate Copley Theater in Aurora. This is one of the other venues now that the Paramount Theater in Aurora has, put up. It's a smaller, much more intimate theater, and they are putting on An Act of God. It's a comedy that takes the Almighty rewriting the Ten Commandments. Hear what God has to say at An Act of God, playing at the Copley Theater now through November the 10th. And we have got, two pair of tickets for this. So let's go with callers 7 and 8 on our contest line. Callers 7 and 8. You can get out to the Copley and see this before November the 10th, 312-981-7200. All right, very good. So let me also tell you about some other shows that are going on in the Chicago area right now. Teatro Zanzani is back up and running again over at the Cambria Theater on West Randolph Street. This is that terrific show that is part cabaret show, part, a Cirque du Soleil-ish kind of circus presentation dinner show that they've been putting on out there that has been so much fun. The casts have changed several times. And, one of the performers, Liv Ullman, I believe, one of their terrific vocalists will be joining us at our Treetime show 2 weeks from today. So you get a little taste of that on the air. But if you're interested, Teatro Zanzani is back up and running again at the Cambria Theater downtown. Just around the corner from that is the James Niederlander Theater, where Harry Potter and the Cursed Child has been getting rave reviews. That's going on until November the 26th. Also downtown at the Cadillac Palace Theater, as long as we're talking about the theater district downtown, the musical adaptation of the motion picture Some Like It Hot. It was a Tony Award winner on Broadway and now is on tour in North America, making a stop at the Cadillac Palace Theater. It's there now and will be playing until November the 2nd. Let me see, what else do we have going on? Well, I'm talking about downtown theaters. October 25th through the 27th, something really cool, it sounds like, is going on, and that is Manual Cinema's Frankenstein. It's a live stage version of Frankenstein that's over at the Studebaker Theater, South Loop, October 25th through 27th. At the Royal Shakespeare, at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, the Royal Shakespeare Company is presenting Pericles, if you want something that's a little more classically oriented. The American Blues Theater is presenting the adaptation of the Stephen King novel Misery that was turned into a motion picture that won Kathy Bates an Academy Award. It's also co-star James Caan, but this is a live stage version put on by the extremely versatile American Blues Company. That's going on for a couple of more weekends before they open up their annual holiday production of It's a Wonderful Life, done as an old-time radio show. They've been doing this, it's got to be over 10, 15 years, something like that. Every holiday season they do this holiday show. So that's going to be going on. And American Blues Theater now has a new permanent home, a nice new theater that's on North Lincoln Avenue. It's, I don't have the exact address in front of me, but it's about like in the 5600 North block of North Lincoln Avenue, brand new theater. They've got their own parking. They've got the whole deal. It's a big, beautiful place now. Also going on right now, Little Shop of Horrors. One of the great musicals of all time. It's being put on by Music Theater Works at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie. You can check that out, going on until November the 17th. So, you know, there's plenty going on. The Goodman Theater is getting ready for their new production of Christmas Carol. They have a brand new Ebenezer Scrooge this year. I'm curious to see what that's about. We've got, you know, Joffrey Ballet is getting ready for their holiday productions. All the holiday shows are going to be starting, you know, pretty much around the beginning to mid November. This is a wonderful time to get the family together, experience some live theater, some of these classic, you know, productions which are put on and really part of the fabric of holiday time in Chicago. You can get more information. Really, one of the best places, not only for information about what's playing when, but also a great place to get discount price tickets is through Hotix. This has been the longtime, you know, discount theater seller through the League of Chicago Theaters. And if you go to hottix.org, hottix.org, you can see what shows are playing, and they offer, you know, sometimes up to half price tickets on some of these shows. So I would suggest that, you know, before you buy tickets, check them out and see if you can save yourself a couple of bucks or two. It's 10:49, and when we come back, This Week in Theater History, and a couple of classics that opened up on Broadway that will bring back a million memories for you when we come right back. Great Sammy Davis Jr.
after all.
1964, on this date,
of wanting you,
he debuted in the musical Golden Boy at the Majestic Theater in New York City.
I'm touching you.
This day in theater history on our theater segment today. Let me go back to 1955 on this day. A comedy musical opened up called No Time for Sergeants at the Alvin Theater in New York City. A huge hit. It ran for 796 performances and made a star out of a young singer and actor by the name of Andy Griffith. How about that? That's absolutely amazing. But the feature that I wanted to highlight for you today happened on this day in theater history, 1954, when the musical Peter Pan opened up at the Winter Garden Theater, based on the James Barry fantasy from 1904. It featured a score by Betty Comden and Adolph Green, Jewel Stein, Carol Lay, Mark Charlap, and Mary Martin starred in the title role as Peter Pan, performing with her 12-year-old daughter in the show, and also Cyril Richard as the menacing Captain Hook. The show, actually, when it first opened in 1954, was not a big hit. It was not well received by critics at all, but it did come back with Sandy Duncan starring in the Broadway revival in 1979, and then with Kathy Rigby starring in revivals in 1990, 91, 98, and 1999. But here, from the original 1954 production, is Mary Martin as Peter Pan. Got a football doubleheader starting at 11:30. Is that right?
That is correct.
11:30.
Yep. Who's playing? Who are we hearing today, Andy?
So first we'll have the Eagles and the Giants in an NFC East battle. And then it's a rematch of last year's Super Bowl with the 49ers and the Chiefs.
Featuring Taylor Swift.
Featuring Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
She'll probably be at the... maybe she won't be at the game because...
Yeah, I think it's at San Francisco.
Yeah, the Eras Tour has returned to the U.S. and has just started again. So she's back on tour. So I don't know if she's, can get back for the game or not. That was a big highlight of the football season last year, though, that she was at every game.
Yes, it was.
You okay in there, Schwatty?
I'm fine. Our poor producer, Jess, here has been suffering through the morning here with a bad cough and a cold.
Many people on the text line are very, very concerned about her.
I'll have to pass that along.
Yeah.
Okay.
And telling her she should go home and you should do... Oh, listen to that. I'm glad we're in different rooms.
They're telling me to go home, too?
Well, I've been saying that for years.
Yes, yes you have.
I've been lobbying for that for years. Hey, I enjoyed your stories in the newscast about voting early.
Mm-hmm.
Early voting and voting by mail.
Yeah, early voting starting... Well, it started already in the city, but... it is now expanding to larger areas. In fact, suburban Cook County, they're going to have 53 polling sites. Things really expanding starting tomorrow. Voters in all 50 wards here in the city, early voting, throughout all the collar counties as well, and down into central Illinois. The early voting running until November 4th. That is the Monday before the election.
It's the day before. I voted already. I voted by mail already.
Did you?
I did too.
Yeah. I'm still old fashioned.
You like to go to the polling place?
The day of. Yep. I have nothing at all against early voting. In fact, I think it's a very good idea.
I love it. It's so easy, very convenient. Andy, you said you did it also.
I did. Yes.
You fill out your ballot, you put it in the mail, and then you get. I just got a email confirmation. Oh my god.
Help. God. Help. Help. Lord. Help.
poor Jess. And poor you guys in the same room with her. At least I'm at the other end of the building. Help. But poor you guys. You get your envelope, you fill out the ballot, you mail it, and now I got an email confirmation my ballot was received, and I got a sticker.
Yeah, I had the sticker in the envelope.
Oh, you got a sticker, you?
No.
You make fun of me when I wear my iPhone.
Oh, you wore
sticker.
Yours for 2 years.
You liked Ike still.
Right.
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge. Yeah. So
wear it to tree time. Wear your voting sticker.
All right. I will.
Okay.
Because I do want to encourage people to vote early if they can. You know, to vote, period. But voting early, voting by mail, all those things. We have so many conveniences. There's absolutely no excuse to not have your voice heard in this election. There are so many different ways.
You know, I enjoy doing it at home because there's a lot of questions on the ballot about judges and things I don't know off the top of my head. Yeah, so I like to look them up. I have my computer sitting right there on the desk.
I did the same thing.
There you go.
That's how I do it.
Yeah.
I did exactly the same thing. Yeah. You know, there's some questions about taxes and things like that. I wanted to look it up.
Various referendum.
See what the pros and cons were on all that. You know, all the judges, you know, ones that some are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But there are places that you can go. There are sites of, like lawyers who actually deal with these judges.
Right, bar associations.
The bar associations that make their recommendations based on the judges that they go before. And they know who are the good ones and who are not the ones that are not so good. So you can, look all that stuff up and make your choices. So there you go.
There were a couple of judges that the Bar Association did not like, and, they designated that on the things that you get in the mail there.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So here we go. Do you have anything else?
No, I think it's fine.
Yeah, I have nothing else. I have nothing else and nothing funny to say. Usually I try to get a little zinger or something before the break. The zinger is, I got nothing. It is 11:14. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Before we move on to a special guest on our Food Time segment for today, wanted to mention, Andy and I were talking about voting, that we have both already voted by mail,
mm-hmm.
and that we like it because you can get on the computer and look up some of the referendum issues, right. And learn before you vote, and some of the judicial, and there's like a million people running for judges
right.
on there. There's a lot of names on there. There was one site that I would always go to for recommendations from different bar associations and their recommendations for the judges. And I wanted to mention their website so you can, go on there and, make your own choices for these judicial races. The site is voteforjudges.org, voteforjudges.org. If you're going to be looking for something like that. All right.
I used the same one.
Oh, very good.
There you go.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of different bar associations
Correct.
That are represented there. So, maybe you feel more closely aligned to some than others, but you see the overall, they all pretty much agree on
mm-hmm.
who the good ones are and who the not so good ones are. So voteforjudges.org is the place to go for that. All right. I wanted to bring to your attention something special that Joey Morelli is doing. Some of you will know Joey Morelli for a radio show that he used to do with his brother on another radio station. But he has always been in the food business. He's had a variety of restaurants and things, and now is the owner and chef out at Max's Deli in Highland Park. And Joey has been doing some very special things to help others. and is about to do even more. And Joey, welcome to WGN, my friend. It's nice to talk to you again.
Hi, Dean. So nice to hear your voice. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So how are things going out at Max's?
Well, we just finished what I like to call Rosh into Yom, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like crazy, crazy amazing. And it was one of the most successful events we've had since before COVID. So it was an amazing, successful event for Max's Deli.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
I'm starting to hear that from lots of restaurateurs. That things are picking up again after COVID and things are getting a little bit back to normal. It sounds like that's also the case out there with you guys.
Yeah, we're actually beating our best numbers from before COVID. And I really didn't think it would come back. I mean, the government was very good to businesses. They definitely helped us out a lot and saved a lot of businesses with the money they gave us. And I can't believe we're back. It's kind of shocking.
I'm glad. I'm so happy to hear that. For a lot of businesses that went through a tough time during COVID. Now, in addition to serving some terrific food, I've been at your restaurant a couple of times and really good. You are also providing food and traveling around the world and doing some food projects for people who are food deficient. Is that a good way to put it?
I think that's exactly right. Mostly, I cook for the kiddos all over the world. And I have cooked for the soldiers in Ukraine. But mostly, I go to orphanages all over the world and in Chicago. I cook in the city with Chicago Help Initiative. I cook in Waukegan with Roberti Center. And it's called Joey's Food Fight.
And tell us exactly what it is that you do.
It's my dream. It's weird that as a chef, my dream has always been to go all over the world and cook for kids. So my first trip was to Cambodia, and there's an orphanage in Cambodia in the garbage district of Phnom Penh in Stung Ming Che. Literally, these folks live in a garbage dump. Now, it's not the garbage dump that it used to be. There's actually a book written about it called Rent Collector. But it's surreal cooking for people in and around a garbage dump. And it's called Hope House. And the gentleman that started is actually from Deerfield. His name's Eric Lyons. So my journey started there. I cooked for these kids. I rebuilt their kitchen. I taught them how to cook. They taught me how to cook. I bought them a generator. I even built them a basketball court. So Joey's Food Fight was started about 2-3 years ago, and my goal is 10 countries in 10 years.
You're about to, you've got a couple of trips planned, I know, of things that you have coming up soon. Where are you going?
I'm returning to Ukraine, and it sounds very dangerous. I get that, but I'm near the Polish border in a town called Stree.
Mm-hmm.
So in this town is wounded soldiers. And, you know, when you think about it, there's a whole generation of men that have been wiped off the planet. So tons of women, tons of kids. And then you see soldiers without limbs. And I cook for these people and we shop together. And, you know, what it's become is I go there, I give them love, we cook together, we build a community, I buy them what they need, I take care of what I can take care of when I'm there, and then we continue on the relationship, and I return to all these countries, and I try to keep them fed properly.
I guess it's like a universal act of love, a universal language, isn't it, when you share food with other people. It's a special connection that you make with somebody over a plate of food, right?
It's a total love language for me, especially. You know, I grew up with an Italian dad, and his mom was the most amazing chef ever. There'd be noodles. She'd make fresh noodles. They'd be hanging all over the house, fresh noodles. And my Jewish mom, she's probably the most, has the best taste buds of anybody I've ever met in my life. She always knows what's in a dish. So that's always been my love language. In college, I was the guy that was always cooking for everybody, making omelets in the morning. That was a college kid doing that. That is absolutely my love language. And eating around the table with a bunch of young kids from Cambodia, many of these women were sex trafficked, because that's a huge, horrible thing that goes on. And that's why I'm also going to the Philippines to address that issue.
Talk to me about your upcoming trip to the Philippines.
Well, that's going to be a very impactful one for me, because the Philippines has a sex trafficking issue. And half the politicians are in cahoots with the traffickers. I know that's mind-blowing. Reminder, this country is amazing. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care who you think is horrible. This country is so amazing. And you go to other countries, and you'll see just how great this country is. And these kids, they're sex trafficked. Their parents actually sell their children to get some money for their other kids. I know that sounds outlandish, but imagine being in that world. I can't imagine it. Once these kids age out, their organs are harvested. It's crazy. So I'm going to go to and cook for these children and try to raise some awareness in this amazing country that we're in, and maybe raise some more awareness and raise some money to cook for these children.
Yeah, wow. That's that is just absolutely mind-blowing. You hear, vague stories about sex trafficking, but you never hear it in such a humanistic way, as you have just put it, and the horror that some people are living with day to day. And here comes Joey Morelli from, Max's in Highland Park, going in there and trying to help and raise some awareness to try to help the situation, to try to make it a little bit better. Can I ask what you cook when you go to Ukraine, when you go to the Philippines, when you go to Cambodia? What is it that you're making?
The best part of cooking is I want to learn from them. So when I was in Cambodia, they taught me how to make Thai curries, and they taught me how to make noodle dishes, and they taught me how to make, their kind of dishes, lots and lots of seafood. And when I'm in Mexico, I was in an orphanage, five orphanages in Mexico last year, and they taught me how to make tortillas. They taught me, how to make a proper Mexican rice, how to make tamales. And I teach them what they want. You know what kids want, Dean? They want spaghetti and meatballs.
Right.
They want me to make them a pizza.
Yeah.
They freak out when I make them steak and potatoes.
Yeah.
They don't get steak.
Right, right.
So, it's a journey of love. I learned their food. For my fundraiser for the Philippines, I'm going to make a dish called adobo chicken, which is the kids' favorite meal in the Philippines.
Joey, tell me how people can learn more information, how they can help you. Is there a website? Is there some place to go where people can get more information?
Joey'sFoodFight.com. Joey's Food Fight. Think about Animal House, my favorite movie. I don't know what your favorite movie is, Dean, but it's for sure Animal House for me. And that scene where John Belushi says, "Food Fight."
Yeah, exactly.
That's literally where my name came from. Joey's Food Fight came from that scene.
Okay.
And
Joey's
I'm
Food
also
Fight
on all social media.
Okay.
Every social media you can think of.
Joey'sFoodFight.com. Joey Morelli, God bless you for the great work that you're doing. It's great to talk to you, pal. And let's stay in touch so we can get some updates out there. Thanks for joining us, Joey. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You're an amazing man. Take care.